Hello, it is Ryan, and we could all use an extra bright spot in our day, couldn't we? Just to make up for things like sitting in traffic, doing the dishes, counting your steps, you know, all the mundane stuff. That is why I'm such a big fan of Chumba Casino. Chumba Casino has all your favorite social casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere with daily bonuses. So sign up now at chumbacasino.com. That's chumbacasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
The Burt Show.
If you can't have the tough conversations in a new relationship, are you really going to be able to have them when you get to the part where, you know, your relationship has meaning? Because that's really what we were doing going into the weekend. She was about to have a tough conversation with her new boyfriend, wondering if this dude's just kind of mooching off of her or not.
Yeah, she wanted our help with how she should deal with the situation and if a relationship is normal or not, because she's been dating a guy for about 4 months, and typically he spends the night at her place a couple of times a week, but they almost never stay at his. And the problem is he seems to treat her place as if it's his own personal convenience store. He'll eat whatever he wants from the kitchen, drink all of her favorite drinks, and sometimes he'll even rent movies on her streaming accounts. And he never just stops to say, hey, is this okay if I grab this, or if this okay if I do this? He just does it. So she kind of feels like it's crossing the line, and she doesn't know if when you're in a relationship that's just kind of a part of the deal, or if she's right and that there should be some kind of communication or at least acknowledgement in the fact that he's constantly taking all of her stuff and it seems to be a bit of an imbalance. So she was wondering if she should say something to him about it, and if she does, how should she bring it up so that he doesn't get a bit defensive and take her, but she also doesn't want him to continue to take her generosity for advantage.
Your update reads, thanks so much for reading my email on air and giving your advice. I wanted to share an update because, well, things took a turn.
Ooh.
After thinking it over and hearing what you said, I decided to talk to my boyfriend about how I was feeling.
Oh my God, an adult conversation. This is big growth for us.
It is. You know what? This is our 2025, baby.
Let's go.
I tried to approach it calmly and non-accusatorily. I simply mentioned that I noticed he often helped himself to food, drinks, and streaming rentals without asking or saying thank you. I said I don't mind sharing, but that it would mean a lot if he acknowledged it or checked in first. His reaction? Let's just say it didn't go well. Instead of understanding where I was coming from, he started gaslighting me. He said things like, you're being ridiculous. It's just a few snacks.
That's always a great way to start off an argument. You're being ridiculous. Mm-hmm. They love that.
That'll go well.
You're being ridiculous. It's just a few snacks. Why are you so uptight about this?
Great way to end it, too.
That was an FU sandwich right there, man.
At least he's consistent.
Uh-huh. I can't believe you'd bring this up. Do you even care about this relationship, or are you just keeping score?
Oof.
And if you really loved me, this wouldn't bother you. I guess I misjudged who you are.
Oh, damn. Yeah.
Over some snacks.
By the end of the conversation, I found myself apologizing.
No.
Even though I knew I wasn't wrong, he made me feel like I was being unreasonable for wanting basic courtesy in my own home. After a lot of reflection and a good pep talk from my BF, I realized that this wasn't just about snacks or streaming charges. It was about respect. And he wasn't showing me any. So, I broke up with him.
Well done.
It wasn't easy, but I'm proud of myself for standing up for what I deserve in a relationship.
Yeah, he's showing you right off the bat what he is.
Believe people when they show you who they are.
Mm-hmm.
Now, here's where I need your opinion again. Should I send him an invoice for everything he consumed or rented while he was at my place? Part of me feels like I should just let it go and move on. But another part of me thinks, why should he get off scot-free after taking advantage of me like that? I don't expect to actually get paid, but maybe it would make a point about his behavior. What do you think? Petty or justified? Thanks again for being such a great resource and for always making me laugh, even during tough times.
Let it go, because your request is going to end up on BuzzFeed or TikTok or Instagram, and then you're going to be branded a psycho. So let it go.
It'll definitely end up on The Burt Show.
or The Burt Show.
Yeah, I would let it go, too. I mean, it's not going to do anything but continue to infuriate you, especially when he doesn't pay you. So I'll let it go. Count your losses.
What I would do if I was you is I would add up all the charges, and I would see how I would feel at the end of the line. Like, if it's like $1,000 and I'm incensed when I see that number, all I'm sending you is a request. But if it's like $50, I'm probably just letting it go.
Yeah.
You're never going to pay it anyway.
No. You're getting out. You want to come out smelling like roses. So you just,
you need to walk away.
All right, let me run this by you here real quick, because I saw this list yesterday and it was a punch in my gut. You know how they say the days go by slow, but the years go by fast?
Mm-hmm.
All right, all these movies I'm about to rattle off to you are 20 years old this year. Okay.
Oh, I don't want to play this
game. Yeah, you ready for this? Harry Potter and the Goblet of Fire is 20 years old this year.
Oh, so God. It came out in 2005?
You did the good math.
It's easy.
You did the good math.
That was fast.
I gotta flex, because this is easy math to do. I'm just showing off my state edumacation.
How is this possible? Charlie and the Chocolate Factory, the one with Johnny Depp?
Yeah.
Was 20 years ago?
Jeez.
Damn.
Wow. So it was the same year as Harry Potter?
Yes.
That, to me, is weird.
Right? That is weird.
Also, Grandpa Joe sucks. Sorry, it's your annual reminder.
Batman Begins was 20 years ago. Madagascar.
That's crazy.
That
20 years ago?
Whoa.
March of the Penguins. That was the cutest little movie.
It was.
Did you guys see that?
Yes.
20 years ago. I didn't see War of the Worlds. King Kong, the original, not the original, but the latest of the originals.
I'm like, I think that one came out in black and white.
20 years ago. Hitch.
No.
Dude,
that's 20 years?
20 years ago.
Damn.
Wedding Crashers.
20 years ago.
20 years ago, man.
Where does the time go?
Sisterhood of the Traveling Pants.
Classic.
20 years ago. The Longest Yard, Adam Sandler, 20 years ago.
You think after 20 years those pants still fit? They probably shrunk in the wash by now.
And this one here, man, 40-year-old virgin, 20 years old this year.
Wow.
You think you ever got laid? I never watched that movie.
Oh, it's a good one.
It's a really good one.
It's a Burt Show.
The Burt Show.
Hey guys, it is Ryan. For years, Chumba's been setting the bar for online social casino fun, and it just keeps getting better with new games released every week and daily bonuses to collect. The fun never stops. So claim your welcome bonus now at chumbacasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 21 plus.